Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Hey, Dennis. I got an offer in the mail for a loan up to $25,000, $250,000.
Okay. Good
and
deal.
I was just calling to get some information on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Bear with me here. My computer just crashed on me, but I can write all this down. Is the number you're calling in from, is that the best number to reach you at?
Yes, it is.
All right. If you have a PIN, let me give you my direct number in case we get disconnected.
Okay.
So my name is Dennis. And my direct number here is 858-519-5315.
5315,
actually.
5315.
You got it.
Okay.
And that's your cell phone number. What was the name of your company?
Harold's Unlimited Services. I got a reservation code.
That'll work, actually. Yeah, if you read that off to me, I'll be able to look you up.
2311-3201-0034-1037.
And I take it your name's Harold?
Yes.
All right, Harold, I'm Dennis. And I've got 2311-3201-0034-1037.
Yes.
All righty. So I can't really access your account yet because my server went down here, but I will be able to look it up here in a bit. But based off what you've told me, it sounds like we did send an offer out to you for financing up to $250,000. Now, it could be more than that. It could be less than that. It just really depends on what you're looking for. Harold, what kind of a company do you have? Is it like a transportation company or something like that?
We haul freight for Amazon and Xerox.
Okay.
So it's mobile delivery service.
So you have like the little vans, I take it, in your fleet?
26-foot box trucks.
Okay, gotcha. I live in San Diego, and I see a lot of those Amazon vans. I think they're like the Dodge, they're Dodge something or another or something like that. It might be a Ford, but they're...
Yeah, we do a little different. We go from warehouse to post offices. We don't do, like, home-to-home deliveries.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you're carrying a lot more of a load then, it sounds like. A lot more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Were you looking to just add some more box trucks into your fleet, or did you have a need for some working capital or something like that?
Yeah. Working capital to consolidate the things that I got going on with the business and grow it from there.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, the good news with our working capital is it's unsecured, so we can use it however you want to. If you need to use it for your business or personal, however, we don't actually monitor the use of it. We, of course, like to see you use it for your business, but you don't have to. There's no... We don't need any invoices or anything that show us where that money is being delegated. But so just working capital, and you didn't have a need for any equipment at this point?
Yeah, that as well. You know.
Okay.
I've done previous advances, but it's never enough to do what I need to do, you know. And then it ends up being a situation that before the time when when it's not enough, I can't really proceed on what I need to do, so I end up. The money is all the money. It's being paid back, but it's not being able to grow my business. You know, if you get what I'm saying.
Absolutely, no, I completely understand. Well, hopefully, with us, we'll be able to get you, you know, more in the ballpark of what you're looking for. How much were you looking for, just out of curiosity?
Like $100,000.
About $100,000, okay. And how much would you say your company is doing annually? The gross revenue, not the net, but just the gross.
Gross revenue, right at
or if you know on average what you're doing monthly in deposits or something like that.
Monthly deposits like $35,000.
$35,000, okay.
Yeah.
So just of unsecured financing, what we have up for you is we could probably give you let me see here. So you're probably doing around $420,000 a year. So you could probably get close to around half of the $100,000, just in unsecured. And then how many vehicles do you have owned outright for your company? Because we do have secured financing as well.
So I got four.
Four, okay. And you own all those outright?
No. One of them, I got finance, and the other three, I'm leasing.
Okay, gotcha. I was going to say, we could actually use those as collateral, but... Do you have any working capital loans out at this point?
Yes.
Okay. And how much was your balance on that one?
Altogether, I got, to be honest with you, I had two. I mean, I had four out. I got two of them that's going to be paid off tomorrow. And I got one that's going to be paid off in July. And then I got one that's going to be paid off in probably like November.
One in November, okay.
Oh, okay. So for to give you a figure, about 15,000.
About 15,000 is what you would have.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we could probably get close to 100,000, but to be candid with you, it would probably have to do it in two segments. Probably the first one right around 50, and then a few months down the road, be able to get you more towards 100,000. But that doesn't include equipment. So if you're looking to purchase any equipment, that's a whole different animal, and we can do that on top of the working capital. So was the use of the working capital for equipment too, or is that going to be a different situation for you?
Well, it would be for, yeah, working capital also to, try to get some more trucks out of lease and get some that I can own as well.
Okay, we do have options. We have quite a few different type of equipment financing programs. We have one in which it's pretty much just like a car, really. We hold the title until you pay it off, and then we send that title out to you. Otherwise, we do have an option where you can do a dollar buyout at the end of your term. We have term residuals, meaning like the last three or four payments would need to be what you made in order to actually own the equipment. But most of my clients prefer just an equipment finance agreement. It's just more traditional. You own that equipment right off the bat. You just have to pay for it, basically. So there's no buyout or anything like that. So that's what you're looking for. Yeah, we could probably do a term of anywhere from 2 to 5 years for you. I'll be able to show you those options,
Okay.
and then you can pick if 2 years looks better for you. Obviously, the shorter the term, the lower cost it is when it's all said and done. But if you're looking to cash flow your company and you need a longer term, you might want to go with 5 years instead, just to keep that cash flow free and put that back into your company until, and you can always pay them off early too if you needed to. But no, it sounds like we're gonna be able to do everything. Sorry, go ahead.
What's the qualifications?
Mean, really, based off what you've told me, we'll need to look at as far as the working capital goes. If you've done in the past, they just look at cash flow for the most part. So that'd be really easy. Just 6 months of bank statements, your most recent tax return, and our application filled out, which is one page. It'll probably take you a minute to fill that out. And then as far as the equipment goes, do you have a vendor that you specifically like to use for your equipment? Okay,
Crook
and that's
Custom
you.
Company.
And you plan on using those guys again?
Yeah, they done me pretty good last time. Yeah.
Okay, well then all we
I
would
gotta
need
use
from
them.
them would be just a quote for the actual equipment.
Okay.
You could probably give them a call and say, "Hey, I'm looking to purchase a couple trucks or whatever." They'll give you a quote. If you can get that over to me, that lets my underwriting department know what you're actually getting. And then the application I'll get out to you, just if you fill it out, that'll be suffice. Typically, we'll look at 3 months of bank statements, but you'll already be providing those for the working capital anyway. So what I'd like to do first is just look into the. Sounds like you'll need a few days. So if you're paying two of the loans off tomorrow, it'll be a couple days at least before you get those payoffs. So I think if we do the working, if we do the equipment loans now, get those knocked out, or the equipment loan actually, could probably just do this as one loan for you. Then we can look into doing the working capital for you and kill two birds with one stone, and be able to have it all here in one house, at Bank of Cardiff, so you're not having to deal with a bunch of other people out there.
And that's what I'm trying to get away from, 'cause I had about four advances on a daily basis. I'm kicking out about six close to $700 a day.
Gotcha.
So and thank God it's about over with, But like I said, at the time when I was getting the advance, it was never enough. So they give me enough for me to get by, and then I had to end up getting another one because I'm growing, and when you're growing your business, you're spending money.
Yep, you got to spin to grow, that's for sure.
Exactly. So that's the situation I've been put in, and I'm trying to come up out of it and just have one deal at the same time. I'll be able to grow with my business as far as equipment and getting different contracts up and running.
Okay. Yeah, I think we can, like I said, get it all done in the house for you. If it comes a time in the future where you do want to do a second position loan again, give us a call. We have those options available. and we have really competitive, programs in second position as well. And once again, you'll have one point of contact. That'll be me, and I can take care of all that for you. But as far as the equipment goes, do you have a ballpark idea of how much that would run altogether?
As far as equipment, if I was to do, I guess about two trucks, it'd probably be about $60,000.
$60,000, okay. Yeah, I mean, our loans are designed to have you. They're designed for a lot of reasons. For one, they stay off your personal credit, so it's all on the business. If you want to purchase a house or a car or something like that, your personal credit's not going to be tied up with us, so it won't affect your debt to income ratio, which is really important whenever you go to purchase a house and sometimes when you purchase a car as well. So that's one major benefit with us. It's also designed to give you the best tax write-off benefits. So you're able to write off the usually it's around 33% of the value of the equipment as a tax write-off on Section 179 of your taxes, if you're familiar with that. Uh-huh. If you're not, you might want to write that down. I'm sure your accountant or CPA, whoever you work with, they're familiar with that. But yeah, just let them know that you've done this type of financing, that you're able to write that off. So if you figure you buy $60,000 worth of equipment, you're able to write off 33% of that. So 60,000 times 0.33, that's going to give me 19,800 minus 60,000. Basically, I mean, you're looking around 40,000 that you're actually financing if you want to look at it like that. And then you're able to write off that 19,800 as a business expense. Yeah. So the owners of the company, we're a privately held bank. They're familiar. They've been business owners and been there and done that. So they're familiar with the best ways to get around tax issues. It's a good thing for you guys. But I tell you what, I can either fax you the application or email it to you, whatever is more convenient for you there.
Email would be best.
Gotcha. All right, Harold, and what's a good email address for you?
It's going to be Harold's Unlimited, just like my business name. @gmail.com. So that's Harrells Unlimited @gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Alrighty. And Harold, I've got the cell phone number for you. Do you have a business number for the company as well?
I do, but it's not. It's like my home phone, because my home is my place of business. Being I got the trucks going, so.
Gotcha. What's up to you if you want to give me that number? If I can't ever reach on the cell phone, I could call you there. Otherwise, if you just want to keep the cell phone.
I can give me a second, because it's sad to say, but I don't know it off the top of my head. So just give me a second to get through my phone and get it for you.
Well, that's right. You don't call yourself very often, I would imagine. So.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get it for you.
(937) 2359 All right. Let me try to email you. Are you in front of your computer right now?
I can't be.
I just want to make sure that I was able to, that our emails are talking to each other.
Okay.
And I'll send you a test email, then I'll follow up with the application. And like I said, all we need to look at is 6 months of bank statements, a quote from the vendor you prefer to use for the equipment, most recent business tax return, and okay. I believe that's it off the top of my head. So Harold's Unlimited @gmail.com. I just sent it to you, and then I'll start writing the other email or on the phone here. Guys, I've been in business for
Since 2011.
Right on. Amazon's a great company to be hooked up with. I have a buddy, his sister was the seventh employee of Amazon. She ran their whole HR department back in the day. This is when I lived up in Seattle, Washington. So if you can imagine, her house was insane. But they're a smart group. They're taking over. So if you're connected with them, you're going places.
Oh, yeah. Well, I plan to be there for a while, so.
I heard they might start using drones to deliver their stuff. I don't know if you ever heard about that or not. But...
Nah, I haven't heard of that. I mean,
I heard them and Walmart actually are thinking about doing that. But I don't see how it would work, because all it would take is some guy with a baseball bat to
exactly.
Or shoot it out of the sky or something. Yeah, but who knows? Maybe they got it figured out, something that we don't know.
Yeah. So I'm not seeing an email from you. Let me check.
Check your spam folder.
Money Matters. That is Chase. I don't see.
So I have Harold's H-A. What's that now?
H-A-R-R-E-L-L-S.
Oh, that's what it was. I put Harold's. H-A-R-R-E-L-S. H-A-R-R-E-L-S.
H-A-R-R-E-L-L-S.
Gotcha. I thought it was Harold's, so that's what I messed up. All right, I'm sending just the original email. Not the original, but the one with the application on it to you right now.
Okay.
H-E-R-R-E-L-L-S.
Harold's Unlimited at Gmail.
Yeah, you should have got it. Should be there here any second for you. I'm murdering this. I put two S's on there. Third time's a charm.
You put hopefully two S's?
Sure did. I'll just resend this to you here.
Okay. One S now.
Where are you guys located at? Where's your company located at? I have it right. I just haven't sent it to you. Charlotte, North Carolina. I worked in drawing a blank. It's where the college at. Is it Greenville or Greensboro?
Greensboro. Raleigh area.
Yeah, it was actually Greenville, I believe, is where it was. It's where the University of North Carolina is, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Worked for Verizon out there. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I actually worked in Charlotte a little bit. We worked on a few cell phone towers out there. But it's pretty country.
Yeah.
All right, I got it right this time, Harold. Should be there for you.
All right. Me. Refresh. Okay. Dennis Sanders.
Yes, sir. That's me.
Gotcha. All right. So, loan application. Bank statements, tax return, quote for box trucks. Alrighty. Let me get to working on this, and I'll shoot it back to you today.
All right, my friend. It doesn't take as long to get an approval. Sometimes I can get it in a couple hours. But realistically, I'd say if you get everything to me, you know, whenever you get it to me, I'd say expect it within a couple days. I'll be in touch throughout the whole process, though. And I'll get it done for you as soon as possible.
What's your thought on these other advances that I got, though? Were they just frown on it because I had so many, or what?
No, not at all. Actually, we're one of the only banks that will work with you on that. What I'm going to try to do is consolidate what you currently have. It's only 15,000, so hopefully I can get one loan for you, consolidate those two into one, and get you in a much more comfortable situation. If I can't take care of one of them, I should be able to at least do a second position for you that's extremely competitive as far as cost goes and everything, and get you some funds and basically get your foot in the door with us, so that whenever you're halfway paid into our loan, you should be more than enough paid into your other one or have the other one paid off, so that we can renew those terms and put you in a first position loan that's way more competitive than what you probably have right now. So that's
Well, I
basically that
imagine
in a nutshell.
that. Yeah, I imagine it would be. But like I said, it's two of them that's going to be paid off, and they'll be done most definitely by Wednesday. They're going to be done. One of them is going to be done tomorrow, and then the other one's going to be done Wednesday. So,
Gotcha. So
yeah.
while we're talking about that too, if you can ask them for the payoff letters once you pay those off,
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
then that'll help me out too, because they'll ask for that eventually. But like I said, we're going to focus on the equipment first, get that knocked out, and then by that time we should have the loans for the working capital paid off enough and have those payoff letters, and we can do that one really fast. I can get that done for you in about 3 days usually.
Okay. All right, sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me too. So I look forward to speaking with you. I'm actually in on the West Coast, so I'll be here from around 9 a.m. your time, 9:30 a.m. your time, till around 7:30 your time.
Okay, cool.
So
All
yeah,
right.
Harold, if you have any questions, feel free to shoot me an email or give me a call back if that's easier for you, and we'll go from there, buddy.
Right, I appreciate you.
You too. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
All right, take care. Bye.